Peace activists across the country have embarked on a campaign to get as many people as possible to sign what they're calling a Peace Voter Pledge. It's an effort by Peace Action, a national peace organization, to pressure elected officials and those seeking election to commit to reducing spending on war and redirecting taxpayer dollars toward the everyday needs of Americans. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the Peace Voter Pledge with Judith LeBlanc, field director for Peace Action.
Peace Action is the largest grassroots peace group in the country, and we like to use that grassroots base to mobilize around the elections around the issue of changing national spending priorities and moving the money from wars and weapons to fund jobs and to fund programs in our communities. The elections are an excellent opportunity to stir up debate and to put pressure on the candidates. So we're circulating a voter's pledge where we're calling for moving the money from wars and weapons back to our communities. Number two, getting the big money out of elections. And number three, bringing a more rapid end to the war, beginning to bring the troops home even more rapidly so that we can move that money from that war back to some nation building in our own country. So this pledge is a way to stir up debate on the issues and put some pressure on the candidates.
People who might want to sign on to this pledge, how can they do that?
The pledge is on our website, which is www.peace-action.org. And we urge you to not only go to the website, sign the pledge, but to send it out to your friends and neighbors. I mean, one of the problems we always have is how are we going to get some attention in an election year to the key issues that can actually change the way we live our lives in our communities. We believe that the more educated the vote is, the more politically empowered it is, and the more able we are after the elections to put pressure on those who get elected. So we're collecting signatures. We've got, I think in 1 week, about 5,000 people have signed on, but our goal is to get as many people as possible. We will use those petitions in congressional districts around the country, on Capitol Hill, and in the critical fight that will happen during the lame duck session of Congress, where the issue of Pentagon spending will be on their agenda.
We're not hearing an awful lot about the war and the money that goes into supporting the war and paying for the war from either of the congressional candidates. What are your thoughts about whether or not this issue is being discussed in any significant way in this presidential race?
We are not hearing enough, and we need to be putting the pressure everywhere that Romney and President Obama show up. We need to be putting the pressure on them to respond to the question. What are they going to do to cut the biggest drain on resources that is going on in our federal budget? No matter how many polls are done, no matter how people are asked, the majority of people in the country support cutting the waste in the Pentagon budget and bringing the war dollars home. Organizations like the U.S. Conference of Mayors 2 years in a row have passed resolutions calling for a rapid end to the war in order to bring the war dollars home and to cut the waste in the Pentagon budget. So really, Romney and President Obama need to respond to that sentiment. We need, in the White House and especially on Capitol Hill, representatives who take action to reflect what we want, what the voters want, but also what we need. There's only two sources of revenue that can really deal with the federal budget crisis, the deficit. One is to raise the taxes and get the top 2% paying their fair share of taxes. And the second is the Pentagon budget, which annually eats up about 57% of discretionary spending. It's doubled. The Pentagon budget has doubled in the last 2 years, separate and apart from the cost of the wars. So we need the presidential debate to focus in on what they're going to do to deal with the wrong priorities in the national budget. And one of those wrong priorities is the continuation of the war in Afghanistan or launching a new war in Iran. And the second is continue to pour money into an already bloated Pentagon budget when our communities are in such dire conditions.
On the ground, what are your thoughts about what Peace Action chapters across the country will be focusing on and the nature of their work between now and the election?
Well, Peace Action members, we have nearly 100,000 across the country. We're deeply engaged in doing voter registration, voter education, and voter protection. We have endorsed about 15 candidates. You can see those candidates if you go that we have endorsed on our national website, www.peace-action.org. We are also putting some sweat equity into campaigns around the country. There are a number of candidates who strongly agree on cutting the Pentagon budget and moving the money to fund our communities and bringing a more rapid end to the war in Afghanistan, and we're putting sweat equity into those congressional campaigns. Mm-hmm. So we're deeply engaged, and we're hoping that the listeners here in New York will take the time to go to Pennsylvania and other states that are battleground states to mobilize the vote on the side of candidates that are for peace and for cutting the Pentagon budget.
Judith LeBlanc is Field Director for Peace Action. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.